Welcome back to the Kaiser Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Kogel. Now, let's start things off the way we normally do with our very inaccurate weather forecast for the week. Today, you can expect a high of 88 degrees with a low of 68, a very low percent chance of rain at 7%. On Tuesday, we're looking at a high of 85, low of 71, 87% chance of rain showers in the forecast. On Wednesday, high of 87, low of 68. Once again, another 87% chance of rain. On Thursday, high of 83, low of 70, with an 80% chance of rain. Now on Friday, the high is to be 86, low of 64, this time a 66% chance of rain. Saturday, high of 83, low of 60, with a 69% chance of rain. And Sunday, 87, low of 62, with a 55% chance of rain. So all this week, we have a very real possibility of having some rain showers. Whether you want to have a raincoat with you or an umbrella in case it hits, that's up to you. Let's face it, we need the rain. It's something that a lot of us don't look forward to because it does make the day a little bit dreary. But the ground and the grass really need it. I know my yard is turning brown. And as much as I would like to think that I'm done cutting my grass for the year, I don't want to be because that would just not be good for my yard. Now, with that being said, let's go ahead and let's jump over to the joke of the week, something that a lot of you have enjoyed, so we're going to continue with it for now. And this week, our joke is, why do seagulls fly over the sea? The answer is because if they flew over the bay, they'd be called bagels. So, kind of a funny one, kind of not, kind of corny, but hey. Let's face it, we're going to keep things PG around here, and those are about as good as they're going to get. So those are jokes that you can tell your kids, and your kids can share at school or even at church. Now for our Kaiser news, let's not forget that tonight is going to be the Kaiser firework display. It's going to start around dark. It's in celebration of our nation's 246th year of independence. Our Kaiser City Ordinance does not allow for personal fireworks after 10 p.m. tonight, tomorrow night, or Wednesday night. So keep that in mind. If you get caught, if there's a complaint, they come out, you get caught firing off your fireworks after 10 p.m., you can be assessed a $100 fine for violating the city ordinance. Okay, that's not a risk I think most of you want to take, for the simple fact of seeing a firecracker go up into the air. Now, other news, Kaiser Police Officer Evix has graduated from the West Virginia State Police Academy, and in order to pass, any officer must complete a 12-week course considered to be one of the toughest courses in our nation. So congratulations to this young man, and we look forward to the great things that he's going to accomplish with our city police force. Another local man that is conducting business via Facebook, I believe. I don't think that this man has his own personal shop, but he may, is Colin Road Truck, who produces River Bully products, and he is having an auction to support Scott Fury, the Kaiser boys track and field coach, and now the current basketball coach, as he fights his cancer battle. Colin Rotruck has a River Bully package that's going to include 6 handmade custom River Bully floats, a float storage container, River Bully keychain, sticker, rod holder wraps, a River Bully tumbler, and a bait holder. So the auction is going to end on July 5th at 8 a.m., and the winner is going to be announced later that day. Now, all money that comes from this auction is going to go to Scott Fury and his family. So if you're interested, what he is asking is that you private message him for River Bully fishing floats on Facebook, your bid before Tuesday, because on Tuesday it's coming down, and then the announcement's going to come out. So once again, go to Facebook. You can find the River Bully fishing floats page and message Colin Road Truck with your auction bid. The first annual Rich Smith Memorial Softball Tournament is also going to be held on July 9th at Potomac State College. The proceeds from this tournament are going to go to a scholarship that's going to be given to a 2023 Kaiser High School graduate that's going to be attending Potomac State College. Now, individual players or teams are welcome to attend. If you're going to do a team, if you're going to put a team, you need a minimum of 10 players. Cost is $15 per player. So if you want to sign up by yourself, that's fine. It's $15 and they'll place you on a team. First place winners are going to get t-shirts and trophies. They're going to have raffles with some absolutely amazing prizes to help raise funds for the scholarship. Now, the registration is going to be due by July 6th. If interested, go to richsmithscholarship@gmail.com for registration. Now, that's the information that was posted. I'm not really positive how going to a Gmail location is going to get you a registration. My best advice is go to richsmithscholarships@gmail.com and send them an email stating that you would like to participate in this event and see what they reply back to you. Now, our Mineral County Health Department has begun offering food handler training on a monthly basis, along with person in charge training, because both of those are necessary whenever you have something going on and there's a lot of cooking within our county. So classes are going to be held on the fourth Wednesday of every month, and they will have times not only through the day, but also evening hours as well to kind of work with people and make it so that anybody and everybody can obtain their food handler's permit that want to gain it. You're asked to call 304-788-1321 to register, or if you just need more details about obtaining your food handler's permit or the person in charge training. Kaiser High School basketball floor renovation has been completed, and people, it looks fantastic. Most of you have probably seen it online on Facebook, but like I said, it is really amazing. The new floor has definitely brightened the place up, making the gymnasium seem so much larger than what it originally did. But after 20 plus years of the original flooring, it was well past time. So thanks again to Potomac Valley Hospital for the generous donation that helped pave the way for this new design on our flooring for the gymnasium. A lot of you, like I said, you're going to be really proud of the results. The next installation that's going to be occurring at the high school is for the lockers for the JV football and wrestling team. That's in large part thanks to Potomac State College, who they themselves were getting some new lockers and asked if Kaiser High School would be interested in their older ones. And we said, absolutely. They're nice. They're a great set of lockers. So they have been brought to the high school, and they are waiting to be painted and redone to take on the colors of Kaiser High School instead of the blue and gold of Potomac State College. Also coming up is the track resurfacing, which is going to be underway thanks in part to the donations from our community members. So it's always awesome to see our community stepping up, businesses or people, whoever, you know, just everybody contributing, because it's a big deal. Always keep in your mind and in your heart that for our youth to grow, it takes an investment from those around them. So through personal time or funds, we each have a unique opportunity to put our local kids on a path to success and to show them just how important they are to us. Now, I'm not just talking sports. I'm talking FFA, arts programs, tutoring, you know, helping out with the basic classes, science, history, math, English. What we feed into these kids is exactly what we're going to get out of them. So if we discard any kid, we throw them to the side and we give up, then expect to get a very low return on that child. They're going to be more likely to be a problem to the community than if you feed into them. That is why it's so vital that we feed into each and every individual child, because someday they will be the future and they will be in charge of our community. And we want our community to be prosperous and to grow and to have great things happening. And that only starts when we take care of our kids and their education and their well-being. Now, speaking of sports, congratulations goes out to Logan Rotruck, Sammy Bradfield, and Noah Broadwater for making the 2022 second team All-Area in baseball. And I want to recognize Seth Healy for getting honorable mention. Kaiser had a tremendous year on the diamond, and we're looking forward to next year. And I'm anticipating and I expect to see them make an even deeper run into the playoffs. Also in sports news, I'm going to have to look off to the side here, the 2022 Hampshire 7-on-7 big man competition is in the books, and I am proud to announce that the big man competition was won by Kaiser. So Kaiser is the 2022 champions of the Hampshire big man competition. The runner up was Mountain Ridge. Now in the 7-on-7, Washington was the 2022 champions and Petersburg was the runners up. So with that being said, I don't have any other sports news right now, at least not local. The Claysville Bridge that's just up the road from Kaiser, and if you don't know where it's at, it's located right before the Route 93 and Route 50 intersection. It's getting ready to be renamed the Warrant Officer James G. Bosley Memorial Bridge on the 13th. So Bosley had attended Kaiser High School and was the president of his student council. He was a helicopter pilot during the Vietnam War and very highly decorated, and passed away after his helicopter crashed in 1967. So what a great thing to see a former alumni that served his country being recognized and forever remembered by the naming of this bridge. The customer service office for New Creek Water Association is going to open on the 7th at a new location. So they're going to be located at 4138 New Creek Highway. If you like the old redneck way of telling directions, you're roughly 10 buildings down on the opposite side of the road from where they were located. Now, parking and entrance into the building are going to be located in the back. For the time being, for the 5th, you can still go to their current location to make any payments or if you have any questions. On the 6th, they're going to be closed at both sites. It'll be closed for the finishing of the moving. And then, like I said, on the 7th, they will open up at the new location. So you will need to go to 4138 New Creek Highway if you need New Creek Water Association services. In state and national news, Ketanji Brown Jackson has become the first Black woman to be sworn into the Supreme Court. The 51-year-old has been a federal judge since 2013. Now, this is the first time in the history of the Supreme Court that four women have served at the same time. So a lot of firsts taking place with the nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson, not nomination, but the swearing in of Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. In Raleigh County, St. Coleman Catholic Church has burned to the ground this past week. It is highly expected that the investigation will pull out that arson is the leading reason for this fire. It was known as the Little Catholic Church on Irish Mountain and was listed in the National Register of Historical Places dating all the way back to between 1877 and 1888. So that is extremely sad news to know that something had lasted so long and due to arson, it no longer exists. Now, West Virginia is going to start to use a new national hotline number for mental health emergencies starting on July 16th. We all are very familiar with 911 and the use of that for emergencies. Well, now we have 988. And that's going to become the quick and easy number to be used for mental health emergencies, not specifically, but a large portion of it more than likely will be used for suicide prevention. The current National Suicide Prevention Lifeline has grown from roughly, this is unbelievable, 50,000 calls in 2005, which I thought was a lot, to over 2.4 million calls in 2020. 2.4 million calls. That's just absolutely crazy. Now, sadly, those numbers are not expected to decline in the near future. If you or someone you love is facing a crisis, I'm begging you, I'm absolutely begging you, please do not hesitate to call that number and ask for help. There is no crime. There's no shame in reaching out for help when you're struggling. We all have struggles in our lives from time to time. Never feel like you're not worth something because you're valuable to your community and to your families. And you may not always feel like it, but know that you're loved. And I mean that with all my heart. So please reach out for help. Remember, the new number as of July 16th is going to be 988. Now, the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources has started accepting applications for school clothing allowance. The eligible kids will receive $200 for use in purchasing school-appropriate clothing. Some students are automatically going to be enrolled, and those are families who are enrolled in and receive the West Virginia Work Cash Assistance Program, foster care children, and kids 4 to 18 who receive SNAP benefits. Acceptance is based on the income limits by your household size, so there's going to be other people that will qualify for this. In order to apply, they need to verify your household income for July, and that must be submitted with your application. You can go to www.wvpath.org to apply online. All applications must be received by July 31st. Now, if you see me jumping a couple times while I'm doing this, there are fireworks going off outside of my house. And to be quite honest with you, I wasn't ready for them. And so I jumped a couple of times there. Don't know if it's going to show up on the video, but kind of got my heart running. So in Elkins, the old Gasaway Hotel is being renovated as it is becoming the new Tigert Hotel. In the process of the renovations, old dynamite was discovered this past week inside the building. So people in and around the building were cleared out of the area for safety precautions until the West Virginia State Police Explosives Response Team was able to come and clear the dynamite from the facility. You have to wonder who or even why dynamite was inside this building, and how long it's been there, and how in the world did it never go off? Thankfully, it never did, and the dynamite was removed without any problems, and they were able to go back to the standard day of doing the renovations and people doing business outside. But what an incredibly scary situation, and one you just probably never anticipated having happened. Now, this is a subject I don't talk a lot about on this podcast, and that's West Virginia sports. But the only reason I'm kind of talking about West Virginia sports is because this was big news. News that I think everybody is well aware of by now. If you're not, you've been underneath a rock. But the college football world has been rocked again. This time, the Big Ten has raided the Pac-12 for two of its teams. Yes, if you thought West Virginia being in the Big 12 was just a crazy scenario, now we have USC and UCLA jumping ship and going to the Big Ten. So once again, it's not about location. It's about dollars. And Fox and ESPN are doing everything in their power to control our college landscape. But anyway, what's this mean for West Virginia? As of now, it honestly means nothing. There's not a lot we can do besides sit back and wait. We got to wait and see if the Big 12 is going to be proactive here and go after maybe some Power 5 schools like Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, Utah, which all makes sense to me. Or are they going to sit back and get poached like they've been doing, which that would totally not surprise me. Or do we merge the Big 12 and the Pac-12? Now, the only reason I think that last one might be a stretch is because when the Big 12 was poached, Oklahoma and Texas left, we reached out to the Pac-12 and asked about merging. Instead, the Pac-12 snubbed their nose at us and then went behind our backs and made an alliance with the Big Ten and the ACC. And you know what they say about karma. It's a pain in the butt. And karma has come back and bitten the Pac-12 by the Big Ten poaching two of their probably most notorious blue-blooded teams and pulling them to the Big Ten. So the Pac-12's got, they're sitting there and they're struggling. The Big 12, I'd love to say we're on steady ground, but I don't know that we are, because right now everybody is really out for themselves. So anything and everything can happen. We're just going to have to watch the landscape and see how it goes. I would hope that things will play out well for us. In the end, there's even talks that the SEC and Big Ten are going to be the only two conferences that exist, kind of like your AFC and NFC for the National Football League. I could see that happening. Do I want to? Absolutely not. I think that's a terrible thing. But I think that we might be heading that direction as college athletics has now turned into kind of more or less semi-pro. And do they deserve that money? Absolutely. College athletes deserve to be paid. especially when you look at the millions and billions of dollars that these universities have made off of the backs of the players. So anyway, I'm all for leaving. This is just my personal feeling, opinion. I'm all for leaving the SEC and the Big Ten to their very own leagues and everybody else just saying, screw it. Let's form our own league and just not have anything to do with them. Because honestly, even though they do have some great programs, I don't think people would be as apt to, turn off their team to watch the SEC and Big Ten. There's just so many teams out there. I think there's enough TV revenue and enough support to keep another league going. And then we can let the Big Ten get whipped by the SEC every year for as long as they want until they decide that they've had enough. But like I said, once again, my opinion is the rest of the teams in the college landscape just need to tell the SEC and Big Ten, hey, kiss off. We're done with you. The future is sketchy. That's for sure. But I will say this. The one thing I can promise you is that I'm going to continue to bleed gold and blue from here forth. And it really doesn't matter what league we're in or what level of play. I just want to see West Virginia football. Now, as far as events coming up for this week, and we don't have a whole bunch, I don't think, but we have a couple. Of course, today you have the annual 4th of July Battle of the Barrel that's going to take place at the New Creek Volunteer Fire Department. Registration of your company has to occur at 9 a.m. So your fire company needs to be there at 9 a.m. to register for the competition. And the battles between the fire departments is going to start at 10 a.m. Come out and support your local volunteer fire department members. It's a fun event. You're definitely going to get wet. And since Monday is the only day that it's supposed to be dry, this will be your one chance to get wet on Monday. Now later, Kaiser fireworks are going to start at dark. You can watch them pretty much from anywhere in town. Some spots are a little bit better than others. Potomac State College has opened up their campus once again to the public to use to get close by and to view the firework display. Just remember, they ask that you stay off the athletic fields and you don't bring alcohol with you. Okay, those are two big no-nos. And also, please pick up your trash so that they'll continue to offer this awesome opportunity to the public year in and year out. Now, on July 5th, the regular bingo at Kaiser Fire Department Station Number 2 is going to occur. Doors are going to open at 5 p.m., and the games are going to start at 7 p.m. They're going to have concessions that will be open. There will be tip jars, and they're going to believe have four speed games. Speed games usually cost you a dollar. Bingo cards are available for $30, which I don't know why you would show up without buying a bingo card. I mean, it is bingo. So basically, entry fees $30, and that gets you your card. Also going on July 5th is story time in the park, this time at Western Ports Creekside Park. That's going to start at 10 a.m. and last basically an hour, so it'll run until about 11 p.m. This is a great event for young kids, a great thing for parents to take the kids to so that they're entertained, they're socializing, and they're learning. On top of that, every child in attendance is going to receive a free book and a free craft. So they're not going to go home empty-handed either. Now on July 8th, West Virginia Collector Car Appreciation Day Cruise In is going to take place at Rainbow Lane starting at 5:30 p.m. So if you are a car truck guru, I highly advise that you head on over to Rainbow Lanes at 5:30 p.m. to check out all the vehicles. Also, Cumberland will have the departing ice cream train located at the Western Maryland Scenic Railroad. It is going to leave the station starting at 5 p.m. The cost is $10 per ticket, which is not bad. It's going to include a ride through the Narrows along with your selection of vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry ice cream. So grab the kiddos, head over to the train station for a short ride with ice cream, and it'll be a memory that a young kid is not going to forget anytime soon. Now, also happening on the 8th, Hellfire Empire is going to be performing at Lash Falls Bar and Grill from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Perry Camp is going to be at the Toasted Goat starting at 7 p.m. And the Honeydew Drops are going to be playing at the River House starting at 7 p.m. Now on July 9th, one of my favorite personal local people, TJ Simpson, is going to be performing at the Toasted Goat in Frostburg starting at 1 p.m. Then Park Avenue Band is going to be at Deep Creek Honey Honey Bar outdoor dance from 1:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. performing. A great venue and a great band to listen to. And then we have Nate Hutchins performing at Dig Deep Brewing Company at 8 p.m. And that's going to wrap things up for today, folks. I really appreciate you tuning in. I want to throw this out there. Yes, I'm about to yawn. I hate to say that, but it is true. I want to throw it out there. If you would like to sponsor a podcast episode, it is $10. That's all I charge for advertisement. It's $10 per episode to get a sponsorship location on this podcast. It is greatly appreciated. There's a lot more things that I want to be able to do with this podcast, but I can't because of funding right now. That little bit's going to help. It's going to push me to the point where I can get the full-blown webpage that's going to open up a lot more information to the public to go along with the podcast itself. As you can tell, I'm trying something new today, so that I don't know how I'm going to get any pre-music on here, but we have webcast this so that if you're on Spotify, not only can you just listen to it through the standard radio, you can watch it online as well. So I hope you enjoy. Give me some feedback on the Facebook page, Kaiser Weekly Podcast, and let me know what you think and possibly even what you would like to see done in the future. If you're interested in sponsorship, message me from the Kaiser Weekly Podcast page and let me know. I will get in touch with you and I will fill out a contract and get it set up and meet you to get you started. So thank you again for all your support, and I love you, Kaiserites, and I hope that you have a great week, and I look forward to talking to you again next Monday. Take care.